lot of good recordings of Beethoven's violin concerto, but classical music critic Lord Schwartz says the new one with the young British violinist Nigel Kennedy and the German conductor Klaus Tennstedt is very special.
The Beethoven Violin Concerto is a masterpiece, but it's not one of Beethoven's heaviest or deepest works. It has a youthful radiance, and this lovely performance, recorded live at a concert in Germany last year, captures its special sweetness with the most touching inwardness. The violin soloist is the iconoclastic young Nigel Kennedy, who looks more like a punk rocker than a classical virtuoso. The conductor is perhaps our best-loved living classical maestro, Klaus Tennstedt, whose bouts with cancer in recent years have made each of his appearances all the more precious. This is a surprisingly sympathetic collaboration. Too good for Kennedy's defensive, almost paranoid liner notes about the more snobby members of the British elitist press. He attacks what he calls the intellectually self-satisfied crap written about the music of dead composers or alive, brain-dead ones elected worthy of consideration by the critics' clique. Is Kennedy so committed to his hip image that he's nervous about being regarded as a serious musician? For example, Beethoven didn't leave a written solo cadenza for this concerto. Kennedy plays Fritz Kreisler's brilliant but traditional cadenza in the first movement, but in the third movement, he improvises his own cadenza. These are interesting choices. Why should he feel he has to refer to them, as he does in his note, as boring details? Listen to the end of Kennedy's own cadenza. It's extremely original and compelling, and really needs no apology. Kennedy congratulates himself for being in contact with the music. And he really is. So it's too bad he's being packaged more as a personality than as a distinguished artist. The recording begins not with music, but with a minute and 22 seconds of tuning and applause. The back cover says in big print, "The new, real live recording." After I saw the album and read the notes, I thought I'd hate the performance. But it's the music that counts, and both the concerto and Kennedy's exciting encores, two Bach movements for solo violin, turn out to be worth our most serious attention.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of the Beethoven Violin Concerto, played by Nigel Kennedy and conducted by Klaus Tennstedt. It's on EMI.